You can take your Bibles tonight. You can go to Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. Now you're going to be on the recording giggling. I hope you're happy about that. Mark chapter 12, verse 28. And tonight's teaching is entitled, First Things First. And Mark 12, 28 says, And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he answered them well, speaking of Jesus, asked him, Which is the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Right? And so the question asked, again in verse 28, is, which is the first commandment of all? And that means, which is the most important? Right? These scribes, these guys knew what the Word of God said. And they wanted to know, which one of these commandments is the most important? And the answer is to love God. That's priority number one, right? With everything that we have, with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. That was Jesus Christ's answer. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Why did Jesus Christ answer that way? Because he knew the word too. Deuteronomy 6, verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. It says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. That sounds similar. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And verse 3 says, what came before it, Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that you may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee in the land that floweth with milk and honey. So this is where Jesus Christ quoted it from, and verse 3 tells us why, right? Because it would be well with the people, that they would see increase, right? That they're blessed, right? This is the most important commandment because it's God's word to love him. And the result is that they would be blessed, right? That they would be blessed, that they would have increase, that it would be well with thee, right? It goes well with people when they love God, right? Our decision to love God is what opens so much in our own lives, right? As we love God, it opens up all kinds of possibilities in our own life. Go to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 19. 1 John 4:19. It says, We love him because he first loved us, right? Who loved first? God loved first. That's right, God loved first, right? We love because, as a result of him loving us, right? And God loves us whether or not we love him. But it's going to be so much better for us if we choose to love him. Right? If we choose to love him. It's not a question of God loving us, right? He loved us while we were yet sinners. right? He's not going to desert you, right? He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, right? And he loved that world when they were yet sinners. So it's not a question of God loving us, right? He loves us, period. But, you know, it is a question as to whether or not people love God. People love God. And God's word says it's going to be well with them if they do. Go to Matthew chapter 6. And his word says it's the most important commandment. It's the first thing. It's the priority. And it should be the priority of every believer to love God with all that we have. Matthew 6, verse 33. It says, but seek ye first a really good job.
Nope.
A person to love you, a really good spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend.
No.
Or seek ye first a great opportunity to do great service in the body. That sounds pretty good, right? That sounds very important. We all want to serve in the body. But that's not what God says to seek first. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We're to seek God first, and all these things shall be added unto you, right? All the things that the Gentiles seek after. How are they going to take care of themselves? What are they going to put on? What are they going to eat? All the different things that people would worry about, right? And that includes my job. That includes, you know, a family or somebody who's going to love me, who's going to take care of me, or great service and opportunities, right? God knows the things that you are on your heart. He wants to take care of you, but he wants you to seek him first, right? Seek him first. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof, right? There's always plenty of time to worry about stuff, but the time to love God is right now, to seek him first, right? He'll work in all those other situations for you, right? And some days you might find that you can't please anybody, no matter what you do, no matter how hard you work, no matter what it is that you're trying to do to serve, that you just can't seem to please anyone. But you can always, always please God by loving him. And by putting him first, right? You can always do that. Go to Psalm 27, verse 4. Psalm 27, verse 4. Psalm 27, 4. It says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, or asked of God, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. Right? This was David's heart. Right? But this... our desire should be to just hang out with God, to just fellowship with God, to see how sweet and wonderful God is, right? To admire God, to love him, to really care about him, right? Our desire should just be, you know, to love God and to be in his presence and to hang out with him and see how sweet and how wonderful that fellowship with him is. That's what God really wants from us. Right? His whole purpose and plan for all of this was a family. He wants us to love him. He wants us to care about him. He wants us to fellowship with him and hang out with him. Right? That's what God wants. Go to Psalm 16. Psalm 16, verse 11. Right? The world teaches that you can't get close to God, or that God is up there looking for a reason to judge you, right? or to strike you down with something. When in reality, God just wants to fellowship with you. He loves you no matter what. He wants you to love him. Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. He'll show you the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Right? In God's presence is fullness of joy. Right? Just abundant happiness. Abundant happiness. God's presence is fullness of joy. Right? So if we decide to practice the presence of God in our lives, the result is going to be that we're going to be happy. Right? There's no guilt. There's no condemnation. There's no meanness, no heaviness with God. Right? And it takes all the pressure off too. Right? Just being blessed and happy. Right? Fellowshipping with God. Loving him. Right? You don't feel this burden like, oh, I've got to figure everything out, or I've got to do all this stuff to make myself acceptable, right? No, God just loves you. He just wants you to fellowship with him and to be in his presence where there's great, abundant happiness. Go to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, verse 24. People are messy sometimes. It's hard to please everybody. Right? And no matter how good a friend you are, you're always going to end up hurting somebody by accident or because you screw up. But with God, he's always there to love you and to take care of you. Right? He'll never do that to you. He'll never let you down. Acts 17:24. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwells not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he gives to all life and breath and all things, right? All life and breath, everything comes from God. Everything comes from God. Even the Richard Johnsons of the world exist because of God, right? He doesn't want monuments to be built to him. That's not what God's asking for. He doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. He wants people to love him, right? That's what God really wants. He made all this stuff for us to enjoy, and plenty of people to enjoy it with, even the people who don't love him. But at the end of the day, what he wants from us isn't, you know, for us to build him temples or, you know, do all these sacrifices, give everything that we have. He wants us to love him. To love him. Go to John chapter 12, right? First things first is God wants us to love him. It's really simple. And it's really cool when you think about how simple it is, right? It takes all the pressure off. We don't have to do all this, you know, stuff to earn God's favor. He just loves us. And he just wants us to love him. John 12, verse 42. Says, nevertheless, among the chief rulers also, many believed on him. Right? So many of the chief rulers believed on Jesus Christ too. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. Right? So because of what other people thought, what all these, you know, the Pharisees were considered like the important religious leaders. So because of what these important religious people thought, these chief rulers, you know, clammed up. Right? They believed on him, but they clammed up. Verse 43, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. right? They loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They cared too much about what others thought, right? Because other people are going to let you down. It really can be frustrating and tough to live up to other people's standards, right? But you always know where you stand with God. He always loves you, right? And we're sons of God. We're always going to be his kids, no matter what. We're going to screw up and we're going to disappoint people, right? But the only person that we need to impress is God, right? That's what first things first means. We love God with our whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. We put him first, no matter what anybody else thinks of you or says about the fact that you're doing that, right? Because that's what God wants you to do, is to love him and to take a stand for him. And you always know where you stand with God. He's always got your back. Go to Psalm 69. Psalm 69. Right? Ultimately, trying to live up to other people's standards is just going to be a disappointment. It's going to be a frustration. And at the end of the day, right, it might end up costing you, because you end up sacrificing your fellowship and your relationship with God instead. Right? But in his presence is fullness of joy. That's where you really find the happiness. That's where you really are at peace and blessed with life. Psalm 69, verse 30. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Right? This was David's heart, to praise the name of God with song, to magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bullock that has horns and hoofs. Right? What does God need with that? He doesn't have any need of that. Just like he has no need of temples made with hands. Right? Praise God. Sing out his goodness. Right? Show him you love him. That's what God really wants. Right? Speak in tongues a lot. That's true worship. Right? The word says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth. And true worship is spiritual. That's what speaking in tongues is partly for. Right? This is what really blesses God. Is when we do his word and when we love him. We speak in tongues a lot. We sing his praises. We talk about him, right? We talk to other people about God. It should be, you know, to let people know how you feel about him, how much you care about him, to show him you love him, right? That's what God really, really wants. Go to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Right, so when the scribes were asking him what's the most important commandment of all, it was already written in the law. It's already written in God's word. Right? But they had lost sight of it. And Jesus reminded them as his son, right? God really just wants us to love him because he loves you. He cares about you. He did all this for you. And he loves you no matter what you're dealing with, no matter where you're at in life. He loves you. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Right? This is what God wants for us. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, right? And we're to love God not because, you know, he'll smite you if you don't, or because he won't bless you if you don't, but because he's just so good and so awesome, right? In his presence is fullness of joy, right? We're already loved, and it's easy to love him back. And that's the first and greatest commandment of all, right, is for us to love him because he loved us. He wants us to fellowship with him. He wanted us to be a part of his family. Right? To him, we're everything. We're the reason this whole universe exists, right? And he did it all so that he would have kids to fellowship with and to love them, right? So that's what he wants for us, is to love them, to fellowship with them, to hang out with them, however you want to put it. It's your relationship with God. That's just what he wants from us.